Hey everybody, in today's episode of the podcast, I want to do a little bit of a recap on what happened in 2023 and also what we can expect for 2024. Big surprise, it's all about AI. So with that said, I'll see you in the episode.
T-minus 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, liftoff.
Welcome to the new Robot Spaceship Podcast, covering innovative news, trends, emerging technology, and how it affects the economy, business, and culture. If you like this podcast, don't forget to click the subscribe button in order to stay up to date on all the latest episodes.
This is not Joe Biden. This is just artificial intelligence. But this is definitely the Robot Spaceship Podcast with your host, Sean Early.
Thank you, not Joe, for that introduction. Yes, this is Sean Early, and I want to welcome you to this episode of the Robot Spaceship Podcast. Today, I want to do a little bit of a wrap-up of 2023 and also a little bit of kind of brainstorming on what we can expect in 2024. Don't want to cover all the topics, but I just kind of have some thoughts I want to riff off the top of my head. As you just heard, AI is probably the biggest topic for next year. It kind of overshadows everything else. It's been so many changes in the last year. When I think back, because right now it's 2 days before Christmas, 2023. And if I think back over the last year of what happened this exact same time last year, wow, what a bunch of changes. I mean, ChatGPT, boom, just came on the market in November of last year, and it just changed everything this year. I mean, it's pretty much everything we talk about at Robot Spaceship. We just consulting clients on generative AI. It's changed our business model, has changed how we create content, and we basically just use it for whatever we can. This year, or I'd say the last year, 2023, has really been a awareness period where we're making our clients aware and just becoming aware ourselves of what generative AI is and just learning all about it, learning what it can do, learning how to integrate it into our business, into our content creation processes, and also just kind of coming to terms, some sort of acceptance of generative AI and what it is, what it can do, and how we have to sort of live with it moving into the future, because it's here, it's not going away, and is only going to become much more intense next year and into the future. I mean, as you heard in the intro, right now, you know, that's old news. You could basically just text a voice. You could just type in text and it'll generate text to sound like anybody who's been modeled, basically. The beginning of the year, I did a hip hop beat that was supposed to sound like Drake and J. Cole. Generated the whole thing with generative AI, the music and the sounds. And just a few months later, you could basically just go in and type in your text, and it creates an AI beat for you. There's so many changes, so much new tech that has happened on a weekly basis this year. It's just been a waterfall of information, constant changing information, and trying to adapt to it and understand it and integrate it into our business and our strategies, and teach other people how to do it. And at the same time, just for us to keep up has just been a constant challenge, just to learn everything that's coming out. And there's so many startups and so much investment that's happening in the AI space this year and in the future. I don't think anything's going to change. So just sort of as recapping 2023, I think 2023 was really just coming to terms with what generative AI is and all its capability and everything that it can do. And again, integrated into our business and coming to terms with it, that it's here and we have to deal with it and the potential of what's coming up in the future. It's transforming industries, any kind of content creation industry, it's transforming. And I think just looking forward in 2024, what we can expect is last year was awareness, or I'd say 2023 was awareness. Next year is really about what you can do with it. So it's all about sort of data modeling and sort of the hybrid usage of AI integrating in with the normal, the existing, the real world. I think there's certain art programs that make this kind of clear. Like if you use Midjourney or if you use Leonardo AI, big fan of Leonardo AI, by the way, if you're listening, love the platform. But you know, you can go out there and you could type in, okay, make me an image of a, you know, I'll just use this cup, for example. I use this cup. I said, make me an image of this cup sitting on a table in a beautiful, luxurious castle in the Middle Ages, you know, I don't know. And it's snowing outside and it'll basically, right now you can say, make me a green cup, you know, sitting on a table in a luxurious blah, 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 blah. And it'll make a green cup on a table in that space. It'll describe it basically. But if I want to actually make this cup sitting on a table, then I have to model it. And so right now, a lot of the platforms are building out their modeling features, which allow you to basically upload hundreds of different images of this cup in different scenarios and different angles and stuff. And it'll build a model so that I can say, I can give that model a name, say, call it green cup. And I can go out and say, okay, now make green cup on a table and blah, 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 blah. And it'll actually make this cup in, you know, in that environment. Or I can model myself, or I can model a certain brand of something, you know, a certain type of car or a certain type of, I'm looking for things around me. You know, I can say, instead of make this water glass, you know, blah, blah, blah. And so modeling is becoming really important, so you can actually give real context to your work and you actually say, you know, like, put me in a certain situation and, or make a, I don't know, make a knight in that castle with my face on it, and it'll do that. And so that's what we're seeing in the future, is creating additional context. There was a video that just came out recently talking about hybrid usage. There's a video that came out where they have Boston Dynamics have that walking dog-like robot called Spot, and you know, there's a lot of work in terms of what, you know, you can do with Spot. But now they did a demo where they actually took Spot and they connected it to ChatGPT and they put a speaker on it. And so basically they program Spot to walk around and give a virtual tour of a simulated museum of all the Boston Dynamics stuff and all the stuff Spot does. But they connected it to ChatGPT, so it actually has a voice. So basically you talk to Spot and it understands what you says through ChatGPT, and then it formulates a voice back, and voice to text, and it talks back to you in different languages and does what you say. So, you know, it takes you on a virtual tour and it talks to you and you can talk to it. You know, you can say, Spot, I like your accent. It'll be, oh, thank you. I can program blah, 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 blah. Or Spot, you know, what is that thing? You know, oh, it's a, you know, it's a wonderful box with rocks in it, blah, blah, blah. So this sort of hybridization of things is really going to happen as well next year. And how you combine things, how you can basically, you know, how you can transform an image or a video of you standing in a room doing this, and it'll transform you into a robot or into a crazy character or whatever. So that hybridization is going to happen as well. And I think AI is going to play out in a lot of different ways. I just did another podcast, you know, shameless self-promotion. I have another podcast where I talk about a weekly journal of my music creation and how I market it and how I create the music and how I promote it. And I was talking about the podcast is called Lo-Fi Hustle, by the way. So if you're checking that out, you can go check out the Lo-Fi Hustle podcast. I talk more about it. But specifically, what I was talking about here is this is kind of also interesting in the music industry. I think over the last year, 2023 was a lot about the disruption that's happening in text with ChatGPT. You know, the authors are being challenged, people who create strategy, people who write blog posts, all this kind of stuff, copywriters, they're being challenged with ChatGPT. Obviously, it's being used to replace a lot of things. People are cranking out ebooks and throwing them on Amazon like crazy now using ChatGPT. And the same with image creation, things like Midjourney and Leonardo and different video creation platform. Video is still a little bit slow and janky, but it's really going to blow up next year too. But I think text and imagery And that was really disrupted over the last year. And I think the next step of what we're going to hear because of modeling, obviously, is going to be music. Music creation is going to really change next year. I make lo-fi hip-hop music, which is instrumental, and I upload it to Spotify. And it's really a challenge to actually get heard on Spotify because of all the artificial intelligence music generation that has happened over the last year. They basically upload it and Spotify, they upload it and they use bots and AI to increase your followers and your play count. And because of that, Spotify basically decided, okay, we're not going to allow people to get monetized on Spotify unless they have 1,000 plays per song, basically per year. And once you do that, then you can get monetized. And so it's kind of a funny catch 22, how people are using AI to create music and sounds and instrumentals to put on Spotify. And Spotify started docking people who were doing that to try to protect itself. But the real musicians now have to use AI to actually get play counts in order to get above 1,000 plays in order to get monetized by Spotify. So it's kind of a snake eating its own tail there. But AI and instrumental music is kind of an interesting sort of ground zero in terms of what's happening next year for music creation, because as you heard, I mean, I can use text to simulate anybody's voice that is modeled. There's an app that just came out recently. I don't remember what it is. You can talk into it. It'll model your voice or your singing style, and it'll play back like a popular song, like Adele, with your voice singing that Adele song. So that sort of modeling hybridization of your information into an AI, and the AI spits out you in context to that situation, like music, that's going to be a big thing for next year. And I think a lot of businesses are going to be racing, you know, they have been over the last, you know, ever since people started digitizing, you know, businesses are still struggling to digitize. But I think next year we're going to see businesses trying to take their data and model it so that the AI can really chew it up and do interesting things with it. And that's really going to be a big thing for next year, is how you model your data, not only, you know, getting your data digitized, but getting the useful data digitized that maybe wasn't digitized before, and also getting that data modeled in a system so that you'll be able to actually build interesting contextual things that AI can actually utilize for, you know, improving your business, creating a better strategy, dealing with your clients, you know, coming up with solutions that maybe you couldn't do before that the AI can. And so we're going to be seeing a lot of that in the future, I think, combined with the hybridization of all the media creation in the future. excuse me. But media is definitely going to be, music is definitely going to be a big transformation next year that I don't think we anticipated. But there's going to be a lot of businesses that are going to start discovering things about themselves once they've had their data modeled. I think data modeling platforms, big ones, are going to come up in the future. Like we're seeing it in the smaller platforms, like image creation. There's a little bit of feature being baked into the platforms, like model your imagery of this thing to put it in the AI. Excuse me, talking about the cup. But yeah, we're going to start seeing a lot of startups coming up that are going to be focusing on modeling and data analysis, because that's going to be huge next year. Anyway, that's one thing that I think we're going to see in the future. And I think we're going to see things happening quickly. And I think we're going to see possibly some things coming up with some of the AI platforms like ChatGPT that will completely blow our minds, that we didn't even think. It's going to be more transformation than we even considered in 2023. Just an assumption. Maybe I'm wrong, but, I think we've come to some awareness in 2023 that AI is here and we have to use it. 2024 is really dealing with the fact that everybody's using it. Everybody is creating context and racing to utilize it in their business as quickly as possible. So If you think 2023 was a race to catch up, 2024 is going to be the sprint. So really, if you haven't started experimenting with AI and integrating it into your daily workflow, yesterday was the time to do it. Right now it's the holidays and New Year's is coming up. So there's a nice little break for everybody to really, I think if you need have some time on your hands, spend some time just playing with all the tools that are coming out, familiarizing yourself with it, and really trying to think about what's going to happen in 2024 and how you're going to integrate that into your business. And, we have, been spending a considerable amount of time in the last year consulting clients, and we have a ton of clients lined up for 2024 to consult. And so if you are looking for some help in making those strategic decisions for your business, get in contact with us. We have an AI expedition package where we do a special workshop and we work with people to go and sit down with them for a day or two, sometimes offsite, sometimes onsite, just to sit down and explain generative AI to you and how it applies to your business. And we'll help you work out strategies to help you integrate that into your workflow. So if you're interested in doing that, get in touch and we'll set you up with a workshop. And in the meantime, really just have a wonderful, relaxing holiday season. But also, it's not relaxing because there's a lot of pressure coming up with what's going on next year and a lot of transformation that's going to be happening. And I think a lot of things we didn't even anticipate coming up. So spend that time with your families, but also spend some free time just contemplating what's going to happen in the future and how you can be part of it, because there's no avoiding it at this point. So that's just a short update of some things I'm thinking about. Definitely doesn't cover all the trends for next year, but this is one big one that I think everyone needs to pay attention to. AI, contextual AI, and AI modeling. Hybridized, is that a word? AI, how it mix in with all your content. So that's about it for this episode. This is the last podcast episode for 2023. So I want to wish you all a happy holidays and have a wonderful new year. And as always, be sure to subscribe and follow to the podcast. You know, listen to it and reach out and let us know what you think, because feedback is always welcome, and share your thoughts on this topic. And that's about it for this year. I hope you have a wonderful holidays. Happy New Year. This is Sean Early. This is the Robot Spaceship Podcast, and I will talk to you next year. Bye.
If you like this podcast, don't forget to click the subscribe button in order to stay up to date on all the latest episodes. This podcast has been brought to you by the Robot Spaceship Podcast Network. For more information and other great podcast series, go to robotspaceship.com and subscribe.